Coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Hey everybody, I'm Norm Borg, and what a pleasure it is to interview my next guest on Trot Radio. He is considered a pedigree guru. Murray Brown has gone from race fan at Blue Bonnets to the height of our sport at Hanover Shoe Farms. A member of the Canadian Racing Hall of Fame, he will now be inducted into the United States Racing Hall of Fame. Murray Brown on Trot Radio. Murray Brown of Hanover Shoe Farms fame on the other end of my line. Mr. Brown, congratulations.
Thank you so much, Norm. I feel humbled by it, and I'm honored to have been nominated to begin with and to have been voted into the Hall of Fame.
Well, you've come a long way from Côte de Saint-Luc, Quebec, certainly.
Yeah, it's a long way and a long time. This is my 43rd year here at Hanover and my 39th year with the Standard Bred Horse Sales Company.
You were going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame in the communications category, and I thought that was rather interesting because I think there's a lot of people that will agree that at no time in our history of the sport is communication so badly needed. I mean, we've lost a generation of fans. If you were chief communications officer of harness racing, if you had a blank check, as it were, what would be some of the things that you would do?
Gosh, I wish I had a formula, Norm. You know, I think our number one thing we have to do is get more people to the racetrack. And I think even though things such as simulcasting and the internet have been a huge plus in the communications area, they've probably been overall a debit in harness racing, because to me the most important thing, the way you develop fans, the way I became a fan, was going to the racetrack, seeing the horses, developing a bond between the horses and the horsemen, and eventually becoming so interested in it that you know, start reading the various trade journals, and I would say today following harness racing on the website. But getting people to the track has become very difficult, and I wish I knew the answer. I don't.
Well, I got a feeling there'd be a few people that would love to give you free rein to try your hand. You've obviously had the golden touch at Hanover Shoe Farm, certainly. What would you say your proudest achievement is?
Probably lasting 43 years here and hopefully for a few years more. When I was a kid, you know, living in Montreal, most kids dreamed of playing for the Montreal Canadiens. My dream was to be with Hanover Shoe Farms, and,
really?
You know, it came true. It's like I often tell people, I feel certainly as far as my Hanover Shoe Farms job is concerned, I've never worked a day in my life.
Well, that's interesting, because even kids like yourself, and I can speak for myself, growing up, I wanted to be Ron Fagan. Somehow working at a breeding farm wasn't on my stream of consciousness. So I think that's very interesting. Now, you've been known as a pedigree guru. What is your take now? It's been around for a while. The thoroughbreds do not allow artificial insemination. Obviously, it's been in our game. Help or a hindrance?
A lot of the thoroughbred stallions breed more mares than the standardbred stallions. It, you know, from the basis of the health and safety of the stallion, I think we've got a much better game plan. Some of the thoroughbred farms, they're busy horses. They'll breed them four times a day. Their breeding sheds are open from early in the morning to past midnight. It makes no sense. I think a combination of generally good animal husbandry and the fact that the USTA has to some degree limited the number of mares that can be bred to stallions coming into the breeding ranks is probably the best combination.
Now, a very hot topic, obviously, and it does relate to breeding, is the notion of keeping horses around, keeping the superstars around longer before they go to the breeding shed, or the possibility even of keeping them racing while they're breeding. What's your take on that?
In theory, I think all horses should race, or all the better horses should continue to race. The practicality of it is there basically is not enough money out there for older horses to warrant the guy who who hits the home run, who gets the horse he's waited for all his life, and he can cash in and cash in big. It's one against the other. I think there are certain situations where maybe, for example, a horse like Art's Place, who was a truly great, great two-year-old and a very good three-year-old, but was not did not live to, up to expectations at three. He was arguably the second or third best, Precious Bunny being the very best. And George Siegel is a great sportsman, and he's also a great businessman, and he felt that he could significantly enhance the reputation and the value of him, and he raced him at four, and he did so. But when a horse is at the top of its game and an owner can get millions and millions of dollars, I would love to see the horses continue to race. I know primarily, more than anything else, I'm a fan of racing, and I love to see great, great horses race, but put me in the owner's seat, and I don't know what I do.
Hopefully, or perhaps, if people like Jeff Gorrell have their way and there's more money set aside for the aged stallions, it may be worth the while of owners to do that. Now, obviously, our game is at, to say it's at a crossroads is to put it mildly. You've been through the ups and downs of our sport, Murray Brown. Where do you see the future of harness racing?
Again, I wish I knew, Norm. To me, other than my family, it's the love of my life. The horses are the love of my life. It's a great, great sport. Unfortunately, very, very few people know about it. Greater minds than I have tried, and nobody's come up with a solution. I think down the road somewhere there will always be harness racing. To what degree, I just don't know.
You've already been inducted into the Canadian Hall of Fame. What's left for Murray Brown?
Hopefully to be healthy and to have some good horses and to see my family be healthy and thrive. You know, that's what life's all about. Like, often people ask me how I am. I said, I tell them I woke up today and I knew my name. It's a great start.
Didn't hear organ music or smell flowers.
Right.
Mr. Brown, it's been a pleasure. Murray Brown of Hanover Shoe Farms, thank you so much for this.
Thank you, Norm.
Murray Brown, one of the true class acts of our business. That'll do it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Boer Communications.